the Ramah in Yeredeah in the Chod Brit Milah in the beginning of Resa Mechdalet. So he gives a advice what type of Mohel we should look for. His language is V'yesh le'adam le'hader ve'lachzor achar Mohel u'ba'al Brit ha'yoter tov v'tzadik. You should try to find a Mohel that, besides the fact that he has to be an Uman, he has to be an expert, but that he is the most religiously qualified as well. That is a tzaddik. The Mefarshim explained why. The Levush, she'chavnu b'milato kavana muvcheret. So he should have the right kavana when he does the milah. V'yigrom shegam avalan yehye kemotam. The kavana of the mohel influences the child so much that the child will be like the mohel. So therefore, you want to choose somebody that will have the proper influence over the child. So there is there's an interesting Shulchan Gavoa here that's worth it to repeat, as brought down in Makshirin Milah in Perek Dalet Halacha Yudchet. The Shulchan Gavoa reminds us of a famous midrash that says that Eliyahu Navi will not come to the Brit Milah unless everybody in attendance gets forgiven for their sins. And if there's a Rasha even over there, Eliyahu Navi says he won't show up until even the Rasha gets atoned. So therefore, we could assume that once you're at a Brit Milah, that everybody's good. So therefore he writes, Dechola Omdim Sham, הם מחופרי עוון, והקדוש ברוך הוא מוחל כל עוונותיו. אם כן, אין אנו צריכים לדבר הזה לבקש איש תם וישר להיות צדק ומוהל. We don't have to look for each צדיק or tam to be a mohel, because everybody at the milah becomes, at least for that moment, a צדיק. And then he writes, וכן המנהג, שלא לדקדק אחר זה. That we don't really measure the mohel's religious levels. We can assume that Bnei Yisrael Hazakah, that they are kishirim. So that's a very interesting Shulchan Gavoa. His opinion is that the mohel doesn't have a bad reputation, and there's no Chas V'Shalom, things on him. We could assume that he has a hazakah of kashrut. And when he comes to the Brit Milah, anyway, Eliyahu Navi is going to give an atonement. So he adds that into the picture, and therefore he says it shouldn't be a problem. That's a point. If somebody would call me and say, Rabbi, I invited a mohel. Really, once you invite a mohel, you shouldn't change your mind. The Puskim say, you gave your word to him, especially after the child was born. You gave your word. You're not supposed to take back your word. You're never supposed to take back your word. You gave a commitment. You shouldn't change your mind. There's no rabbi, I found a mohel that's, a little more, pious than the first guy. It's not like we're discussing a regular mohel against a gadol ador. But he's judging, I think he's a little more careful. What you say, kishirim, to undo a mohel that he gave his word, especially the Shulchan Gavoa says everybody has a skat kashrut, and that if we are able to rely on Eliyahu Navi's kapara, I would be very hesitant to tell that person that he could change, unless you're dealing with Gadol Ador, some great mikubal came where we could say that had we known that this great mikubal was going to be here, we never would have told the first guy in the first place. Maybe. That I'm not even giving a ruling that we could analyze. But for sure, that would be the opinion of the Shulchan Gavoa. However, I should point out that the opinion of the Levush, it seems, is not like that, as we said. But the Levush says that the Mohel's Yirat Shamayim will impact the child. So therefore, if you want to say that, so you would probably want to get somebody that never had Averot and didn't have to rely on Eliyahu Navi to get Kapara. But nonetheless, the Makhshire Milah does bring it down. So again, certainly in the case we invited a Moher who has a decent reputation, we would say to keep the Moher, and you don't have to go start running around and start measuring, in the milligrams, who has more Yirat Shamayim or less Yirat Shamayim. Unless, like I said, it would be a stark difference of a Gadol or somebody that is very, very, unique. But otherwise, Kol Yisrael have the right Hizkat Kashrut, and that's clearly something that we can rely on. And that doesn't mean that Lechet Tehillah, you shouldn't go try to find the biggest Tzaddik. But nonetheless, Kol Yisrael are Kishirim for this, as long as they don't have a reputation that's working against them.